Irish-based companies have avoided millions of euro in cyber ransomware payments as a result of an international policing operation, details of which are emerging today. The Garda Cyber Crime Bureau, working alongside Europol and the US Justice Department, says a number of Irish-based companies were among those targeted by criminals using Hive ransomware. More than $100 million is thought to have been extorted from some 1,500 victims worldwide before the operation was shut down. In a moment, we'll hear from the Garda Cyber Crime Bureau, but first, here's Deputy US Attorney General Lisa Monaco explaining how FBI hackers broke into Hive's network and put the gang under surveillance, stealing the digital keys the group used to unlock victims' data.
Our investigative team lawfully infiltrated Hive's network and hid there for months, repeatedly swiping decryption keys and passing them on to victims to free them from ransomware. For months, we helped victims defeat their attackers and deprived the Hive network of extortion profits. Simply put, using lawful means, we hacked the hackers. We turned the tables on Hive, and we busted their business model, saving potential victims approximately $130 million in ransomware.
Deputy U.S. Attorney General Lisa Monaco. Well, here, there have been a number of Irish-based victims of Hive. However, Gardaí say decryption keys have allowed them to re-access their IT data without a ransom being paid. The hackers would demand large payments, often in cryptocurrency, in exchange for freeing up the systems. Here's Superintendent Pat Ryan of the Garda National Cyber Crime Bureau.
Garda National Cyber Crime Bureau has actively participated in an operation known as Downbreaker, as you just heard. This is a Europol coordinated and, I suppose, an international law enforcement supported operation targeting the ransomware group known as Hive. I suppose in the past year, the Hive ransomware group has been identified as a major threat to international security, as you know, it has been used to compromise and encrypt the data of computer systems belonging to businesses and multinationals in Europe and elsewhere. And, you know, it's estimated that the Hive group and its affiliates have collected over 100 million euro from over 1,500 victims in over 80 countries. Mm. And, you know, so that'll kind of give you the scale of this. Mm. The operations that they had.
This software is made available to the criminal gangs, who then employ it to hack into IT systems.
Yeah, I suppose Hive is based on what is known as ransomware as a service model. So this is basically where developers will develop the malicious software, and affiliates will then carry out their attacks. And you know, where a victim pays, then the ransom basically is split between the affiliates and the developers. With regards to the Hive ransomware group, generally that's kind of 80% to the affiliates and 20% to the developers.
So in terms then of the involvement of the Gardaí, was that mainly in relation to companies, businesses that were targeted in this country?
Yeah, well, I suppose, look, this operation has caused a huge blow to the Hive ransomware group by shutting down the servers and technical infrastructure they use to carry out their attacks. And I suppose Operation Daybreaker is an excellent example of the results that can be achieved by international law enforcement cooperation by disrupting the criminals' infrastructure and systems, which basically allows them to operate. You know, this operation has allowed law enforcement to provide over 300 decryption keys globally to victims and saving an estimated over 120 million in ransomware demands. And I suppose we're currently involved in the investigation of a number of Hive ransomware incidents that have targeted Irish-based victims. You know, as a result of our participation in this operation, we have been in a position where we've been able to provide to a number of Irish-based victims decryption keys, which has allowed them to regain access to their data without having to pay any ransom demands.
And I'm sure confidentiality maybe prevents you from naming the companies, but can you give us any sense of the kind of businesses that were targeted here, and maybe even, you know, some sense of the numbers in this country? Are we talking about big multinationals or smaller indigenous companies typically?
Well, I think, you know, it's fair to say that, you know, when it comes to these threat actors, they will exploit where they can. Mm. But generally, the Hive ransomware group will tend to focus their attacks on larger businesses and critical national infrastructure throughout the globe. Like, there is continuing ongoing investigations. Mm-hmm. You know, the disruption has been a huge success, but I'm sure you can appreciate that there's a lot of follow-up work that has to be done with that with regards to our investigations here, and we will continue to do so.
When you become aware that a company has been infiltrated, its IT systems have been infiltrated, what do you do then? Are you immediately in contact with them to alert them to this and to try to work with them to provide the keys that can unlock their any material that's been compromised?
Yes, indeed. And I suppose by the very nature of the way these threat actors work, companies may not be aware that their systems have been compromised until it's too late, unfortunately. So by having, I suppose, that advance warning allows them to put the appropriate measures in place to ensure that their systems are protected.
This is ongoing, so the threat is still there.
The infrastructure, as we know it, for Hive has been taken down, so it's been rendered ineffective at this time. So that's currently where we are at the moment. And as I said, this has caused, you know, a massive blow to this particular ransomware group.
Mm. And just finally, Pat, can we expect that there would be arrests and prosecutions arising from this? Is that part of all of this?
Well, again, as I said, there's further analysis to be completed now. I'm sure you can appreciate the level of effort that has gone into disrupting and taking over this infrastructure. That'll all have to be analysed now to see what our next steps are. But this is very much an active investigation. We always advise, you know, businesses should ensure that their systems are updated regularly, using antivirus software, but to ensure, you know, that they are completing regular backups of their data. And I suppose this is to ensure that in the event that they are affected by any sort of cybercrime, especially ransomware, that they'll be able to access their files and maintain their operations.
Yeah.
But I suppose, at the end of the day, the Garda National Cybercrime Bureau is fully committed to tackling all forms of cybercrime. And finally, you know, I would like to say, if you are a victim of a cybercrime, I ask that you report it to your local Garda station. Help is available, and we will support victims and fully investigate the incident. Mm.
Superintendent Pat Ryan from the Garda National Cybercrime Bureau.